Okay, listen, the title of this sermon is It Has Come. This is what God told me in a vision. The Holy Spirit spoke clearly to me in a vision and said, It has come. And I'm going to explain that in the coming minutes to you. We are living in days that it's important for the church to understand that our Lord and Savior is the breaker. Jesus Christ is the breaker. He's the one who's breaking through. But he needs his church to break through. So the breaker and his church should be one. This is very important. I'm taking it slowly because I want you to drink in every word God is telling you here. He sent me with this message. The God of the breakthrough, the God of tsunami breakthrough, and his church is one. If that's true, then that means that you and I were called to live in breakthrough. The head of the church and his disciples should be one. Jesus said it. He said, we are one. If that's true, then we should move in tsunami breakthrough all the time. Because Jesus moved in tsunami breakthrough all the time. Look at the result of it all over the world, through all the ages, what he has done. If that is not tsunami breakthrough, then I don't know what is tsunami breakthrough. One man came to earth to do the will of his heavenly Father. Look at how many Christians are walking around on this globe. That's tsunami breakthrough. And we must understand that as the body of Christ, unless we come into the mindset of God, things won't work for us. You know, God is watching over his word. God is not watching over your word and my word. You see, I am responsible for my words. I don't know what words you use and what you say, but you are responsible for your words. I am responsible for my words. And I have to watch over my words, as you have to watch over your words. It's the same with the Lord. The Lord has taken upon himself to watch over his word. And that's why it's important to understand his word. It's important to meditate. I like shouting. I'm a shouter. I like shouting. I like dancing. But shouting and dancing alone won't do the job. I like shouting. I'm a shouter. I'm speaking slowly now because I want you to get it. But as my church, my people, I will jump. I will lay on the platform and do whatever is necessary to do. But shouting and jumping alone won't do the work. You have to know the word of God. You have to meditate on the word of God. You have to apply it to your life. That is the place where the power is released. And so, unless we understand the mindset of God, things won't work for us. And then we can say, Lord, why is this not happening, that not happening? But there is not one human being who will be able to point a finger at Almighty God before his throne and say, you have failed to do what you said you would do. There's not one human being. Because God watches over his word. And you and I must have that attitude. It must work. Do you know why we have an airplane today? Because people have gone through difficult problems. They had breakthrough in difficulties. And that's first you have the Zeppelin and all those stuff. But now we have an airplane which is quite safe. Because people have not accepted defeat. They had problems. But they believed if a bird can fly, there must be a way for us to fly. So don't accuse God when things doesn't work. Take time to meditate and to study and to pray and to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and show you the way. People have been healed here this morning. Absolutely. You heard their testimony. Yet there are many Christians saying God doesn't heal. So who should I believe? The Christian or the Word of God? I believe the Word of God. Do you hear me? Yeah. Jesus delivered the proof that miracles are normal. Paul did it. Many believers are doing it worldwide today. So when it doesn't happen in your life, don't blame the Lord. Take time for CC. CC means constant contact with Holy Spirit. Constant contact with Holy Spirit. Jesus told us, I have sent the Holy Spirit to live constantly with you. If we learn to live with Him constantly, we will find out that God is trustworthy. Wow. Okay. Listen to this. His disciples can only be powerful and successful if they bring their mindset in line with the head of the church. I like this. The disciples of Jesus Christ can only be powerful and successful if we bring our mindset in line with the head of the church. And the head of the church is Jesus Christ. In Genesis, we see a God of breakthrough. We read in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was breakthrough. You read it so easily. God created the heavens and the earth. That was a great breakthrough. God is a God of breakthrough. Many things we read and we take it for granted, it is breakthrough. And then we read, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. That was breakthrough. First darkness and then light. How many agree with me that that is breakthrough? You see, you read it so easily, but it's breakthrough. The Bible tells us here, there was darkness. Yeah? And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Listen, the Holy Spirit came in action after God spoke. Here is a principle for us to have breakthrough in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of breakthrough, but He can only breakthrough if you learn to speak. If you learn to talk in line with God's word. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. If you read the first chapter of Genesis, you will read again and again, God spoke and God saw. God spoke and God saw. So even the creator of heaven and earth can only see after he has spoken. Okay. Are you listening? Yes. God spoke and he saw. So if you want to see, you have to learn to live in constant contact with the Holy Spirit and speak in line with the plan of God for your life and with the plan of God as far as salvation is concerned for you. God spoke. And God saw. If it goes for him, what do you think will work for us? The same. You have to learn to speak to see. Please tell your neighbor, learn to speak in line with God to see the power of God. So, in Genesis chapter 1, we see the one breakthrough after the other. God spoke and God saw. Listen to this. This will help you. Adam and Eve were created. Let me put it in a simple way. Adam and Eve were born in breakthrough. Have you ever thought of it? Because if the speaking of God was breakthrough, let there be light. Let there be trees. Let there be this. Let there be that. That was a powerful breakthrough. And then on the sixth day, he said, he created Adam and Eve. That was in the midst of breakthrough. My God. So Adam and Eve were created to live in breakthrough. Because they were created in breakthrough. If you believe this, can hear a good amen, people. They were born in breakthrough. And they were born for breakthrough. Manka rabasandarabaya. And God has never left that principle. Because Jesus came in breakthrough and Jesus moved in breakthrough all the time. Jesus came in breakthrough. He was born by the Virgin Mary, and then his whole life was a life of miracles. The first miracle he performed was turning water into wine. If you know how long the process is to get wine from grapes, and Jesus did it in a few seconds, if that's not breakthrough, then I'm not normal. I mean, the process to have good wine will take very long, sometimes even years. Jesus came by and in a few minutes, wine. And the Bible tells us, and his disciples believed in him. Read it in John chapter 2. His disciples believed in him. And from that moment on, he never stopped performing miracles. Even on the cross, he performed miracles. Wow! His life was miracle after miracle after miracle. And John the Apostle tells us, if I had to write down all the miracles this man did, there was no book enough, no ink enough. So Jesus moved in miracles all the time. In other words, he moved in breakthrough all the time. Breakthrough means you are breaking through something. Breakthrough means you are pulling walls down. Breakthrough means things that are trying to stop you, you are clearing them out of the way by your faith in Jesus Christ. Let's give God praise, people. Hallelujah. Wow. So Adam and Eve were created in breakthrough. God created them. Let me read it for you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. And God is the breaker. We've seen that in Genesis chapter 1. And God created man in his own image to be a breaker as well. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Breakthrough. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds, the air of the air, and every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. This was breakthrough. Adam and Eve were meant to fill this earth with the glory of God. Adam and Eve had the calling to duplicate Garden of Eden all over the world. All over the world. That's breakthrough. So I hope you see your calling, because the first Adam blew it, the last Adam made it good. The first Adam's calling that he lost it in paradise, Jesus came as the last Adam to restore that. Whether you believe it or not, that's what he did. He restored it. And it's your faith and my faith that will help us to grow in this new thing that he has made for us. That's why the Bible tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God, people. We are serving an all-powerful God. So, Jesus has a tsunami breakthrough mindset. Let me tell you that before I tell you the vision. Please tell your neighbor, Jesus has a tsunami breakthrough mindset. Yeah. Jesus has a tsunami breakthrough mindset. Please repeat it. Repeat it. Yeah. Tell your neighbor again, Jesus has a tsunami breakthrough mindset. Okay. Now listen, let me demonstrate that to you. Jesus tells us, go into all the world and make all the nations my disciples. Is that tsunami breakthrough or not? Is that tsunami breakthrough or not? Think of China now. Think of India. Think of Japan. Think of Asia. He told us to go into all the world and make all the nations his disciples. That is his mindset. Are you listening? That is his mindset. I did not say it. He said, go into all the world. Yeah, but Lord, the world is not so easy. He said, but I am with you. Go into all the world and make all the nations my disciples. That's tsunami breakthrough mindset. He told us, in the last days, God will pour out of his spirit on all flesh. That is tsunami breakthrough. He told us, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So all the sayings of Jesus Christ demonstrates to us his mindset. And if we want to have success, we will have to learn to trust him and have the same kind of mindset. It's not your power, it's his power. He didn't tell you to do it in your own strength. He asked you to believe him so that he can do it through you. This is the day of the church. You are the gold. The people looking at me here, you are the gold. That's why the job of Pastor Niall and his wife Tyra is to equip you, to help you to do the work. God has called every believer to be a blessing. Not all of us need to go to India or China or whatever, but in our surroundings, where we are, we can be a blessing by trusting God to work through us and reveal his glory through us. Wow, if every believer who sits here today would win one soul in a month's time, I'm telling you, within a year time, this place is crowded. And that's why it's important for you to see how important you are. That's why when we saw the miracles just now, I told you it's not me, it's the Lord. But if he uses me, he wants to use you as well. Well, the only thing you need to do is to step out and be bold and trust the Lord to lead you through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is a tsunami mindset. Yeah. You shall bear much fruit. Now listen to the vision God gave me. I told you I'm going to tell it to you. I got a vision from the Lord. And in November last year, and I heard the Holy Spirit speaking, and he told me, it has come. It has come. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, Lord, you have given me many visions through the years, and I have the feeling this is a vision of you as well. And I said, Lord, I'm asking you for a confirmation. When I go back to sleep, that the vision will continue. If you think that's an easy thing to do, try it tonight. When you have a dream, tell yourself, I want this dream to continue. Try it. You'll see how difficult it is. In fact, you don't have grip over your dreams. Because if I had a grip over my dreams, man, I know what I would dream every night. But then I went back to sleep, and the dream continued. It continued, and I saw people being healed easily. And it has come. It's not my voice, it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I saw people being healed easily, a speeding up of miracles. And there were two ladies who wanted to testify, and I did not understand it. I thought, well, it has come. I understand that miracles are speeding up. I understand that. But why two ladies who want to testify? We have a church with about 4,000 members, or two ladies who want to testify. That didn't make sense to me. So I told the vision to the church in Holland and my family. I said, this is what the Lord has shown me. But I never told them about the two women who wanted to testify. And then suddenly the Lord started moving in a special way in our meetings. This vision is so clear. It's the same as God gave me the vision years ago. Give me those stripes. Give me those stripes. I wrote a book on it that Jesus said in the night. I saw Jesus before Pilate, and he said to Pilate, give me those stripes. And I wrote a book on it, and when I told it to my pastor's friend, in the beginning, they looked at me with a frown, you know, what's wrong with this man? But then when I explained it to them, that Jesus chose the stripes. In fact, in the vision, I told the Lord, I've not read it like that in the Bible. And he looked at me, and he disappeared out of the vision. The next day, the Holy Spirit said, who said it's not true? I chose those tribes. When they came to capture me, I surrendered. When they asked who, when I asked them, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus. I said, I am the one. All of them prostrate on the floor. So he said I could have moved then, but I waited on them because I wanted to die. Pilate did his utmost to deliver me. I did not cooperate because I wanted to go to the cross. So I chose those stripes deliberately. And I'm telling you, the same God gave me this vision now, telling me that it has come. Don't stay in the attitude of it has to come yet. You're going to miss out with God. You have to step out into it and say, this is my day to move in miracles, to move in power, to be a soul winner for Jesus. Let's stand and give God praise and glory, people. Come, let's stand and give him praise, 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 give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. People watching, praise God. Praise God behind your device. Praise him behind your device. Praise him. I say praise him. It has come. It has come. It has come. It has come. Mankarabasan, it has come. It has come. It has come. It has come. It has come! 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 Mankarabasandarabai!